Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Another big day of news, hard to get it all in. Well, we'll try our best. Trump gets his revenge today. The Trump legal team plays a scorching montage of Democrats inciting and challenging past elections. His lawyer, attorney Bruce Castor, called Trump the most pro-police, anti-mob president in U.S. history, suggesting that Democrat lawmakers turned a blind eye to BLM protests. He said the attack on the Capitol was in no way an insurrection. Insurrection is a term of art. It's defined in the law. It involves taking over a country, a shadow government, taking the TV stations over, having some plan what you're going to do when you finally take power. And clearly this is not that. But they played montages of Democrats doing the exact same thing they're impeaching Trump over, namely calling for violence against Republicans. Interspersed throughout are clips of leftists committing violence against conservatives following the incitement. And I got to tell you, this is exactly what they did with the first impeachment. It was over a phone call with the president of Ukraine. And it was all about Biden committing fraud. And Trump was asking about the fraud. And they wanted to impeach him for asking about the fraud committed by Biden. Meanwhile, Biden's on video saying that he forced Ukraine to fire the prosecutor by withholding $1 billion in American aid. That's your tax money. It's amazing. Never seen anything like it. Of course, the impeachment trial will end with an acquittal. You know, I'm a glasses half full guy versus a glasses half empty guy. Democrats will say Trump's the only president ever impeached twice. And I will say Trump's the only president ever acquitted twice. So it's kind of interesting, you know, glass half full, glass half empty. Trump will be acquitted for the second time. I want to read you my commentary because I think this is, a very important news story you all have to understand. It comes out on Sunday in newspapers around the country. Syndicated by Creator Syndicate. I've been banned by Twitter. You're next. That's the headline. I've been banned by Twitter. You're next. I was banned by Twitter this week. Trust me, if you're a conservative or a patriot, read this story carefully because you're next. I've argued for quite some time that this was coming. I warned that if Biden was elected, Democrats would overplay their hand. They'd open the borders and let the whole world in. They'd legalize millions of illegal aliens already in this country. They confiscate guns. They try to destroy the energy industry in the name of climate change. They tax and regulate small business to death. They'd make election fraud easy, legal, and permanent. They'd pass a slew of executive orders that benefit China. And worst of all, they'd ban, censor, intimidate, and book burn. It was easy to predict. This is what socialists and communists always do. Free speech and socialism cannot coexist. I learned all of this at Columbia University, class of 83. My classmates were almost all from the richest and most powerful families in America. Yet they proudly called themselves communists. They boasted of their hatred for wealth, wealthy people, business owners, and a quote-unquote racist country called America. They vow to overwhelm the U.S. economic system, bankrupt business owners, kill capitalism, and turn America into a socialist nation. They're now putting that plan into place. The COVID pandemic and lockdowns by Democrat governors accomplished the first job. Capitalism, small business. And it's taking care of the rest with open borders, the most executive orders in history, massive new taxes and regulations on the way. And then there's the censoring and banning. Here's a quote that sums up what's happening and why. In our state, naturally, there is and can be no place for freedom of speech, press, and so on for the foes of socialism. These freedoms must be classified as a counter-revolutionary crime. Andrea Vyshinsky, Soviet foreign minister under Stalin, from the Law of the Soviet State, 1948. Do you recognize the thinking? This is a socialist takeover of America. All the other Silicon Valley masters of the universe are purging dissent, just like the communist tyrants of Stalin's day. They've decided free speech is dangerous to their plan. Iranian mullahs are mass murderers, yet they remain on Twitter. Communist Chinese leaders remain on Twitter while they abuse human rights and send critics to prison camps. Venezuela dictator Nicolas Maduro remains on Twitter, even though he's arrested, tortured, and murdered his political opposition and led his citizens to mass poverty, misery, and starvation. Pedophiles and perverts remain on Twitter. Actually, the Supreme Court ruled 8-0 that convicted sex offenders and rapists have the right to social media. The Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, just demanded Twitter ban 1,000 accounts of his political rivals because they are spreading misinformation. Twitter's response? The same company that banned me for my conservative political views said they will not ban these accounts in India because Twitter advocates, quote, for the right of free expression. But not in America. Not when it involves conservatives. Then tweets won't be allowed to flow. Then free expression is banned. India's prime minister made a big mistake. He should have simply accused his opposition of being pro-Trump conservatives. That would have been the end of that. They would have been banned. A decade ago, I gave a speech to 1,000 conservatives in San Francisco. I opened with a joke. I said it's a little confusing to be in a city where you could be openly gay, openly transsexual, but you have to be a closet conservative. It was a joke, and the crowd roared. Now look how far we've come. Being a conservative is now a crime worthy of banning in America. Conservatives are clearly the last remaining group that can be openly discriminated against. It's legal to make me and my opinions disappear, even though my opinions represent 74 million voters in the past election. At least 74 million. Even though I was clearly popular on Twitter. I gained over 70,000 new fans on Twitter in just a few weeks around the election. But see, there's the real problem. There's the rub, as they say. I was popular, and I speak raw truth. My opinions were attracting quite a following. Twitter and liberals couldn't allow that. The truth might catch on. Truth might spread. Americans might start to ask questions. That would be bad for business. So now, I'm a political prisoner in America. My opinions are banned. What's next? Black armbands for conservatives? Gun confiscation? Re-education camps? Take this seriously, because you're next. My column that comes out this weekend in newspapers around the country as syndicated by Creator Syndicate. I've been banned by Twitter. You're next. The other big news story of the day for me, I mean, actually, Andrew Cuomo is the second big news story, but I'll save that for the next segment. But I want to get into Alana Pressley. Alana Pressley says cancel $50,000 in student debt and provide $2,000 a month payments to Americans and illegal immigrants. Far-left squad member Alana Pressley, Democrat in Massachusetts, is calling on Democrats to cancel up to $50,000 in student debt and provide $2,000 monthly payments to both Americans and illegal immigrants following President Biden's call to go big in the next coronavirus relief package. Can you imagine? Pressley responded to a February 10th post from Biden who said Democrats must go big, and she said that's right, listing off her two primary progressive goals. We can cancel at least $50,000 in student debt right now and send families, including our immigrant neighbors, $2,000 survival checks a month until this crisis is over, let's make it happen. Now, Presley's among dozens of progressive lawmakers who signed a letter to both Biden and VP Kamala Harris last month asking they include recurring payments in any future coronavirus relief proposals. Recurring direct payments until the economy recovers will help ensure that people can meet their basic needs, provide racially equitable solutions, and shorten the length of the recession. The letter said, led by Representative Ilhan Omar, of course. As we look at the coming year, another one-time round of checks would provide a temporary lifeline, but when that money runs out, families will once again struggle to pay for basic necessities. Really, why is that? Because you created unemployed people with your lockdowns? And I'm responsible for that? And checks must extend to all immigrant workers, refugees, and their families. Presley is hardly the only Democrat lawmaker to push Biden to tackle the cancellation of student debt. While the Biden administration has suspended student loan payments through September, Biden has also demonstrated a willingness to cancel up to $10,000 in student debt, a proposal that does not go far enough for many progressives such as Presley and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, joined the mounting calls from progressives in the House, writing, "Today would be a great day for President Biden and Vice President Harris to cancel student debt." It's all unbelievable when you really think about it. $2,000 a month for illegal aliens. They choose to come here. They choose to come here and break into the country illegally. And you think I have to pay for it? And this is just a tragedy. $2,000 a month. $24,000 a year for illegal aliens. And as far as student debt, think of all the people in America who paid their debt. Think of me who paid off my daughter's $260,000 debt for 4 years at Harvard University. Like a sucker, I paid it. Think of me now paying for my son who's in Texas, college in Texas. And the bill is $74,000 a year, as much as an Ivy League school. Thank God he gets a large scholarship, because I don't have the entire bill. He gets $42,000 a year off the bill. So out of $72,000, I pay about, I think it's $32,000 a year. But I'm a sucker because I pay that bill. Think of all the blue-collar people who never went to college at all. And they got to pay your bill while you went to a fancy college and studied art history or ballet and never getting a job? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York
Vermont Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. It is Friday. Friday is always a good day. And coming up on, isn't it Sunday? I think it's Valentine's Day, right? So it's Valentine's Day weekend coming up. It's a three-day Valentine's Day weekend. Happy Valentine's Day, all of you lovers out there and all of you husbands and wives out there. Happy Valentine's Day. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. The root's on fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show. Here's your Valentine's Day gift. Give the person in your life some gold, baby. Some gold and silver. It's better than diamonds and jewelry even. It's nothing better than gold and silver at this point. Because if you have been listening to my show and you understand what's happening as we speak and what's about to happen, what's coming down the pike, Biden is going to bankrupt this country, or Kamala Harris is going to bankrupt this country, you know, if Biden winds up being replaced or dropping out or dropping dead or whatever the hell's going to happen to a guy that's that old and that feeble. And it would be terrible and a tragedy. I don't want anything bad to happen to Joe Biden, but it's pretty obvious. It's like talking about, you know, a feeble old grandfather who has dementia, who's in his last days, and you know it, and you don't want anything bad to happen to him. You love him, but it doesn't mean you'd be ignorant if you didn't think there was a chance something was going to happen. And so if something happens to Joe Biden, you can have Kamala Harris as president. And it doesn't matter. They're interchangeable. They're both going to bankrupt the United States of America. So whether it's Biden or Harris, it's the bankruptcy of America. And as they bankrupt America, you need to own gold and silver, because your gold and silver could be worth so much money that it replaces all the lost income and assets that you've got in your bank account or in the stock market that were going to zero. You know, your gold and silver could replace all that. Let's say you have $1 million in the bank account, and the dollar goes down to where the $1 million is worth $10,000, like Zimbabwe. But meanwhile, you have $10,000 worth of gold, and the $10,000 is worth $1 million. Well, you just replaced it all. You're okay. That's the point of gold and silver. They're like an insurance policy in case the dollar goes kafooey, in case the stock market goes kafooey. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. And ASI is the one to buy it from. They've been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients, sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold was up 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. And with Democrats in charge now, man, the debt is about to go through the stratosphere. Call up Rich and Michael Chekin, the owners of ASI. It's a Michael is the uncle, Rich is the nephew, and they've been my close personal friends for 16 years. You tell them Wainwright sent you, receive a free consultation and a free one-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or visit AssetStrategies.com, AssetStrategies.com. I've mentioned to you at the end of my segment, I think it was with Christina Leyla, I mentioned of the Gateway Pundit, that some of these liberals, you know, are just crazy. And they want to, you know, they're communists and they want to destroy the country. But others are just weak snowflakes who really believe that you can't leave your apartment because of COVID. I mean, it's crazy. You realize that since June, Vegas has been open. June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. For the last 9 months, multiply 9 months times 7 weeks, that's 63 weeks. For the last 63 weeks, and what's 63? Hold on, I'm doing some math. 63 times 7. So for the last 400, no, that's not right. That's not right. I got it wrong. For the last 9 months times 4, oh, 36, excuse me, I'm sorry. For the last 36 weeks times 7, for the last 252 is the right number. For the last 252 days in a row, I've gone out to eat. And I sit in a restaurant for 2 hours, my mask is off, I'm eating, I'm enjoying, I'm drinking, I'm having fun, I'm talking to my guests, I'm doing business meetings, and there's COVID in the air, and I'm alive. Isn't that amazing? 252 days in a row, and I'm alive. And yet there are liberals who won't leave their house or their dorm room. So here's Berkeley, California, the most communist university in America. They've imposed a self-sequester period for all on-campus residents, not allowing them to go to the store or even exercise outside. The strict quarantine measures announced February 1st by university officials. February 1st, COVID's dying. COVID's dying out. Are you the stupidest people in the world? They limit students who live on campus from leaving campus unless it's an emergency, require students to stay in their dorm room as much as possible, require to remain in your room and wear a face covering while in all common areas, including bathrooms, unless you're brushing your teeth, washing your face, or showering. Students are allowed to leave their dorm in limited circumstances, such as going to have COVID tests in case of an emergency or to obtain food. A follow-up announcement clarified, stated students will only be allowed to pick up food at a kiosk located out of their dorm hall. After students pick up the food, they're to return immediately to their room. Students are not allowed to leave their room for solo outdoor exercise. For students who want to use the restrooms in their residence hall, they can only do so when no one else is in the restroom. Snowflakes, you're melting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a major gun rights case involving so-called ghost guns. The ATF recently changed the rules around them, giving the government more power to regulate ghost guns. The kits must come with serial numbers now. The question now before the High Court is whether the ATF has the power to change gun rules, or if that must come from Congress. At an Earth Day event outside D.C., President Biden comments on recent protest actions demonstrating against Israel's war in Gaza.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Protesters criticize the Biden administration's response to Israel's conflict with Hamas. The Biden administration has continually pressed for caution from the Israelis, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, if you want to call in, we're taking calls. No guests this hour. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833. Way. Any of you been banned? Why were you banned? What do you think about what happened to me, Wayne Allyn Root? Give us a call. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. By the way, you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can find all my commentaries and columns and videos at RootForAmerica.com. Root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. Here's an interesting story. Nothing to do with politics, but caught my eye because I do love a good steak. And an Israeli startup prints the world's first ribeye. Is the world crazy or what? Is the world getting wild or what? You can print a ribeye? Israeli-based Aleph Farms has created the world's first slaughter-free steak using three-dimensional bioprinting and real cells from a cow. Aleph teamed up with biomedical researchers at the Technion Israel Institute of Technology to print lab-grown ribeyes intended for human consumption without slaughtering an animal. It incorporates muscle and fat similar to its slaughtered counterpart, adding that its steaks taste just like a juicy ribeye steak you'd buy from the butcher. Aleph's technology is unique. It prints actual living cells that are then incubated to grow, differentiate, and interact in order to acquire the texture and qualities of a real steak. Didier Tubia, co-founder and CEO of Aleph Farms, called the 3D printed meat a breakthrough. He added, "This milestone for me marks a major leap in fulfilling our vision of leading a global food system transition towards a more sustainable, equitable, and secure world. While lab-grown meat is in its infancy, it will take the company a couple of years to advance the technology to scale production up to be commercially available." If you thought 3D printed steaks are weird, readers may recall not too long ago, we reported California food company Eat Just Inc. received the all clear by Singapore to sell lab-grown chicken meat. So I guess the question I would have is, does this count as real meat or real chicken? And therefore, is it something a vegetarian could eat because you're no longer killing animals? Couldn't a vegetarian finally eat meat and chicken because you didn't kill an animal? I would think so. And it certainly is now climate change friendly, right? Lab-grown meat is going to cut down on CO2 emissions because no more farting cows, right? I don't think a fake cow farts, right? They're not printing 3D cow farts, are they? So you would think it's all wonderful with the liberals, you would think. I don't know. The other big news story, by the way, that I've not gotten to on today's show is of the Lincoln Project. Can you excuse me for a minute? Just had to get that in. Because the Lincoln Project is a bunch of losers that hated Trump so much, they were deranged people with Trump derangement syndrome. And they claimed they were Republicans, and they hated Trump so much, and they were so vicious to him. And it turns out they're led by a bunch of pedophiles. They're led by a bunch of sexual perverts. They're led by guys who harassed children. I guess, you know what? Maybe I'm saying it wrong. He harassed everybody looking for a job, and they were probably 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds. Maybe he's not a pedophile. Pedophile would be by definition, right, if you're harassing like 8-year-olds or 5-year-olds. These were people looking for jobs. Steve Schmidt was the co-founder of the Lincoln Project, and he is resigning because the other guy, John Weaver, turned out to be pressuring a lot of men and boys who tried to get involved in his little orbit against Trump into having sex. And they were likely abuse of power, illegal acts, I would think, based on descriptions of them. But these guys, again, I've said this so many times over the last few months, that somebody turns out to be a weirdo, someone turns out to be a pervert, someone turns out to be a liar, someone turns out to be an evil, mean-spirited person that's abusing everybody around them at work. And these are all never Trumpers. There's something they've got in common. These are not good people. These are not happy people. All the people that hated Trump have their own problems in their own lives. Something's wrong with them. So news just broke. Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt is resigning from the group's board. As a reminder, here's what he said earlier. The Lincoln Project will be delighted to open its books for an audit immediately after the Trump campaign and all affiliated super PACs do so in response to inquiries about how much of the donations went to their personal bank accounts rather than ads designed to defeat Trump. in his statement, he claims, and so this is, and John Weaver's the one who was doing the molesting. He claims he was molested as a 13-year-old. Of course, they've all got excuses. Just fall back on Me Too. Everybody got molested when they were a little kid, and that's why now they molest others. Sorry, that doesn't hold water. That's not an excuse. The group of lifelong Republican Party consultancy, this is what's wrong with the Republican Party. And these are all people that went on TV and badmouthed Wayne Root. You know, one of them, and I never remember which is the one. I don't know if it was Rick Wilson, Steve Schmidt, or John Weaver. But one of them went on with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC and spent like 7 minutes of a huge segment just completely denigrating Wayne Allyn Root. This was like 7 years ago, right before Trump, 6 or 7 years ago. And they just had the worst things to say about me because I'm a real conservative. And they always say it by saying, see, I'm a real Republican. And this guy, Wayne Root, is terrible and he ruins our party. Really, you're a real Republican. Yeah. Group of lifelong Republican Party consultants who, under the name The Lincoln Project, got very rich in 2020 with anti-Trump online messaging, have now spent weeks responding to numerous scandals on multiple fronts. Despite the gravity of these scandals, its conduct the Thursday night was in a whole new category of sleaze. It not only infuriated the longtime allies, but also constituted the abuse of Twitter's platform to commit likely illegal acts. The primary effect of the Lincoln Project was to personally enrich its key operatives. I'm reading an article from Zero Hedge. By cynically exploiting the fears of U.S. liberals, reporting throughout 2020 conclusively demonstrated the vast majority of the tens of millions of dollars raised by the group was going to firms controlled by its founders. One of its most prominent founders, Rick Wilson, personally collected $65,000 for liberals through GoFundMe for an anti-Trump film he kept promising, but which never came. To this day, he refused to explain what he did with the money. A study. Did you realize I've started a couple of PACs in my life and I never took a penny? A penny! I mean, I didn't even take $1.50 for a Coca-Cola. Nothing! These guys get rich off these PACs. They're such criminals! On Monday, the Associated Press published a comprehensive exposé with new facts about two of the group's growing scandals. It reported in June 2020, members of the organization's leadership were informed in writing and in subsequent phone calls of at least 10 specific allegations of harassment against co-founder John Weaver, including two involving Lincoln Project employees, directly contradicting the group's emphatic denial that it knew nothing about Weaver's misconduct until the New York Times reported on them at the end of January. As AP delicately put it, these new materials raise questions about the Lincoln Project statement last month that it was shocked when accusations surfaced publicly this year. The gay news outlet, The Washington Blade, published emails and other correspondence demonstrating the high likelihood that the group's denials regarding its past knowledge of Weaver's misconduct were false. Anyway, I could go on and on and on. I'm not going to go on and on and on. It's disgusting, absolutely disgusting. It makes me want to retch. This guy was like a gay, perverted, serial gay sexual abuser who went after everybody that went near him. A predator. This is the way Fox News put it in a simple paragraph. Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt resigned from the embattled anti-Trump organization Friday night, claiming he did so to make room for the appointment of a female board member as the first step to reform of the Lincoln Project. Axios was the first to report on Schmidt's exit, which follows an exodus of senior staff since the Associated Press and New York Magazine ran bombshell reports indicating the leadership at the Lincoln Project were aware of at least 10 sexual harassment allegations against co-founder John Weaver. Two of those allegations involved Lincoln Project employees who were communicated to leadership after Schmidt and other colleagues denied having any knowledge of Weaver's behavior. In any case, basically, you know, from what I've read, this guy Weaver was just a sexual predator. And it's just like Harvey Weinstein, except he's a gay version of Harvey Weinstein. And so every guy that tried to work for the Lincoln Project, you know, got the same treatment. You know, yeah, sure, sure, sure. You have sex with me. You do this to me. You do that to me. You tie me up in bed and, you know, I'll make sure you get hired. That's the kind of people you're dealing with here. Disgusting people. Terrible people. But a gay version of Harvey Weinstein. So all I could say is, ha, 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 I'm the real Republican conservative. I'm not into weird things. I'm not a pervert. I've never done anything evil. I've never hurt anybody. I've never pressured anyone in my life into having sex. You guys did all that, but then you attacked people like me and Donald Trump for believing in a wall, for believing in lower taxes, for believing in less regulations, for believing this is a Judeo-Christian nation, for believing that capitalism is good? What's bad about any of those things? What's extreme about any of those things? Nothing. The American people are on my side in every one of those things. But you went on MSNBC and you badmouthed me. You pissed on me for no reason. Except you're hateful, horrible people, you're evil, and you're all liberal Democrats masquerading as Republicans. You've got nothing to do with the Republican Party or conservatism at all. You're frauds. Every one of you that hated Trump was a fraud. All right, sponsor of this segment, Freedom Health Alliance. Speaking of stress, I mean, this nation is under such stress and such turmoil. Your immune systems are facing the most stress maybe in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they've got a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50%, 5-0, on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution. But I put them together. Active Silver Solution, Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, Natural Immune Support, handpicked by me for you, 50% off. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free. 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR, get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle, 888-910-0341, or go to freedomhealthalliance.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee. And men, I have a special challenge for you. I want to encourage you in this Valentine's month of February to love yourself and to love your wife. Do you know the number one thing you can do to love your wife is to be the best you can be? We have helped tens of thousands of people to transform at the cellular level, to reverse all their illnesses, to lose all their fat, to get back their mojo, their energy, their power, their strength. Your wife deserves the best you possible. So do this for yourself, and only in the month of February, we are going to give you a special bargain, unbelievable offer. That's right. Your wife can join you for free. The greatest Valentine's gift you could ever give your wife, the greatest way you can show your love. So call us today at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for sure. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007 or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Raw and unfiltered. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Don't forget my book, Trump Rules. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere fine books are sold. And, of course, my podcast, which is now 7 days a week, War Raw. You can find that anywhere you download podcasts, including Spotify and Apple, et cetera, et cetera. And you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can find all my commentaries and my videos at RootForAmerica.com. Were you here when I was talking about Berkeley University and the incredible lockdown? You may only use the restroom when it's not occupied by another resident. These are the communal restrooms. You're not allowed to leave your room for solo outdoor exercise. Students who violate the sequestering requirements could be subject to serious residential conduct sanctions. Students are encouraged to report violations of the guidelines by other students. Megan Wang, a sophomore at UC Berkeley, told Campus Reform the students who went back to campus are being put under house arrest. This is like being under arrest. It's like being in a prison cell. This is so crazy, especially now. You know, look, I can't see this ever. I can't. It's not like I'm saying I would have agreed to it if it happened last March. But if it happened last March, it would make more sense than now. This is just stupid. Can you imagine now? COVID's going away. There's no reason for it. It's just insanity squared. It's like going to prison, not college. And then as far as voter fraud, you know the thing that Twitter doesn't want me to talk about anymore? You know why? Because we're right about it. That's the sign you're right. Don't you understand? You're right above the bullseye. You're right above the bullseye. The flak gets heaviest when you're right above the target. The web reports could not be confirmed. Virginia Delegate Chris Head responds to ballot dumps of 300,000 in Virginia. 300,000 Biden votes to zero. A Republican delegate from the Virginia House provided a response to a constituent's questions about the 2020 presidential election results in Virginia. The response leads to more questions. A Virginia resident shared a post from the Gateway Pundit. See? They're the only ones on top of this. In the above report, we noted overall three entries of over 300,000 votes for Biden were posted in the database to Biden's vote total in Virginia. Two entries of over 300,000 votes were taken away from Trump. We also reported that a judge looked at the state's methods of counting absentee ballots and ruled against them. One of those changes allowed ballots arriving after Election Day without a postage mark indicating when they were mailed to be counted. Now a circuit court judge has ruled that the rule in question violates state statutes and the practice will be banned in the future. Okay, but Biden's president, Trump's not. That's not right. The purpose of our article was to point out that Virginia had five large vote recordings that were over 300,000 ballots for Biden that were suspect, and the state allowed ballots to be counted that had no evidence of being mailed. Both of these items indicate large-scale fraud in Virginia. A Virginia resident forwarded our post to a Republican representative who provided the following information in an email to their constituents who received a copy of the response. The representative starts off referencing Dominion, which was not even mentioned in our post, and suggests that Trump won 24 or 27 localities in Virginia, and therefore the election there was no problem with Dominion machines. The representative even provided a list, but not including Fairfax. It is unknown what logic was used to make this argument. Next, the representative stated the local committee chairman had no problem with a portion of Dominion's work and noted that Dominion has sued some people, insinuating, therefore, they must be legitimate. Next, the representative claims the Gateway Pundit data is manipulated two times. First, in Edison research, the numbers only appear as whole integers, unlike in the Gateway Pundit article. Second, Edison research's data had the margin of votes from a few hundred to over 2,000 edited. What the representative claims is the Edison data is in whole numbers. This is not true. The data received from the New York Times live feed on election night does not include whole numbers, and they had to be derived from the report. This is what the media was using to report the official results for the election. Second, the file we received was for all of Virginia, which accounts for the small differences between our numbers and the representative's numbers, which are for Fairfax County only. Next, the representative notes the following regarding the massive vote dumps in Fairfax County. First large vote dump entry. You know what? I don't even want to go into this. You get it. They're making excuses. The Republicans are scared to death to say the election was stolen because they think they'll get canceled by Twitter and Facebook and everybody else. So they don't want to say the election was stolen. That's all it comes down to. They're scared of their own shadow or they're in on it. How about Colorado? Colorado's 2020 election results are also in and they're suspect. Biden's numbers raise serious red flags. The alleged turnout is more like Saddam Hussein's Iraq than the United States. Here are the red flags. First of all, too many people voted. 85% of the voters in Colorado voted in the election. Okay, they claim that Biden beat Donald Trump by a crazy number. In 16, Trump lost Colorado by 100,000 or so votes to Hillary. Hillary got 1.3 million votes to Trump's 1.2. Obama got 1.2 in Colorado in 2008, 1.3 in 2012. But in the 2020 election, Joe Biden got 1.8 million votes in Colorado to Trump's 1,366,000. We're supposed to believe this? Joe Biden improved on Hillary's haul by 465,000 votes with a turnout of 85%, and he never campaigned once in Colorado. And keep in mind, Trump was up by 166,000 votes over last time. He increased by 166, but Biden attracted 460,000 more votes than Obama. Impossible.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.